We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
New subject is, it's all important. But, you know, I hate to see news stations just broadcast stuff that's 100% anti-Trump. There's a lot more news out there than just what's going on with Donald Trump.
98.7, 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning with Dan O'Neill sitting in. We've got three big things.
Three.
Florence dumps torrential rain, raising floodwaters across the Carolinas.
Two.
Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh facing an uncertain future after a woman accuser has broken her silence.
One.
A Sedgwick County sheriff's deputy was shot and killed over the weekend. The suspect also killed in that shooting. Take a look at traffic now with Jad Chambers.
And out there in traffic right now, we've got traffic volumes thinning out most of the Wichita area. I'm still seeing some heavy traffic out on West Kellogg right around that road construction right now. But other places here in Wichita, the traffic's starting to thin just a little bit and looking a little bit better out there. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
And our forecast calling for mostly sunny skies today and tomorrow both. Daytime highs around 90 today, 92 on Tuesday. For tonight, a mostly clear sky. Overnight lows dropping to around 70 degrees. It's partly cloudy, 71 at KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning, 849. I'm Dan O'Neill, Jad Chambers, a new poll on the website.
Yes.
We have, I know Steve brought this up last week. You guys were talking about some finalists in toys that lots of people, I even played with some of these, played for. Which toy should be inducted into the National Toy Hall of Fame? That's the question.
The 2018 class.
The 2018, the class of 2018, and some of these have been around for a long time.
Yeah, they have. Some of them have been around since the caveman days.
Yeah, chalk.
Yeah, that's the one I was thinking of specifically.
Yeah, they have spray chalk now. Have you seen that?
I have not seen spray chalk.
They have spray chalk, and you can use an aerosol can. You can spray chalk onto the sidewalk, onto the grass, and wash it away when you're done.
Hmm.
So, yeah, that's the big thing. Not just, you know, your powdery chalk, but spray can chalk.
I see.
Chutes and ladders. I mean, you know, that's been a staple for years. Magic 8-Ball, pinball. Actually, pinball has been getting some reaction on the website. Rosebud, otherwise known as your sled,
just the average sled.
Your average sled. You can call it Rosebud if you want to. And no spoilers here. I won't tell you what movie that's from. Tic-tac-toe, Tickle Me Elmo, and I ought to bring this in so. Ted and I could play one of these days. Electric football.
See, you're not going to get any of us with electric football.
I know.
Steve, Ted, and I all pretty much agree. I know their minds on this one. We all agree that that is a terrible toy.
My quarterback always runs the wrong way anyway.
Yeah, they run the wrong way, fall over. There's just, I think the most you can get out of electric football is painting the little figurines.
Yep.
And then the rest of it might as well just be a doorstop.
And you might as well forget a forward pass. I mean, that just doesn't happen.
Yeah, not at all. Some flash results on the poll. We've already got some results in.
Yeah.
Right now, pinball is running away with it. 50% of the votes right now for pinball. We have...
I'm a pinball wizard.
We've got one vote. One vote for the Fisher-Price corn popper. And we do have a vote for chalk.
All right.
So there we go.
The Easy Bake Oven didn't make the list this year, huh?
I believe it's already in, actually.
Okay. Boy.
I'd have to go check the list, but I think the Easy Bake Oven's already there.
Okay. That and Mystery Date, probably.
I know the stick and the cardboard box are already there. So.
Oh, my favorites.
Yeah. Hey, you know,
American Girl dolls.
It's
is that inclusive of all of them, or
no?
Is
no,
that a special.
That's a specific thing. Apparently, American Girl dolls were sold in the 80s or something.
Okay.
I don't know. It's not something I'd heard much about until I looked at the article. But yeah, it is kind of a specific sort of doll, the American Girl doll.
I know our daughter got into Bratz when they were big.
Mm.
That's something different that I know nothing about. Okay. So, American Girl dolls, chalk, chutes and ladders, Fisher-Price corn popper, Magic 8-Ball. Try again. Okay. Masters of the Universe toys, pinball, sled, tic-tac-toe, tickle me Elmo, electric football, and Uno.
Uno.
Uno. Now, there's a game. Now,
good
there's
card
a game.
Game. Like that one.
There's a game. And so that all that is happening. And I don't know, Bill Roy, Wichita Business Journal, do you have a favorite that you used to play with?
The 8-Ball certainly has been a guiding light in my life. You know, you shake it up and you get an answer, and that's what I do, you know.
And tells you to try again, okay.
Right, signs point to probably not or something.
Probably not. But you've got some information about a new establishment going into Delano. Let me take a stab at this. Let me just take a wild guess. Does it have anything baseball theme related?
Kind of. It's got throwing in it.
Oh,
that's for
sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Excitement growing about the newest bar in the Delano area called Blade and Timber. The bar serves beer and offers an axe throwing experience.
Oh, boy.
9 lanes available, for patrons to grab some axes and toss them at targets. 535 West Douglas, the 4th Blade and Timber location for Ryan Henrick and Matt Basinger, the others in Kansas City area. Cargill Protein closer to making its move. Cargill Protein Retail Channel President Tom Windisch says the company plans to complete their move into the new headquarters downtown by early December. The building is on in the 800 block of East Douglas, price tag $70 million. And the Kansas City family, has opened its pocketbook to make the planned KU Health System Tower a complete reality. The Sunderland Foundation giving a $66 million gift to the completion of the Cambridge Tower at the University of Kansas Hospital. The money will be used to complete 3 floors that'll include a bone marrow transplant program. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
All righty. Thank you, Bill. And we'll see if, in a drinking establishment and throwing axes is a good business plan. We'll ask
careful.
We'll ask the Magic 8-Ball. Okay. Thank
That's
you, Bill.
Right.
Make it a good week. 8:55 KNSS News Time. Steve and Ted in the morning. I'm Dan O'Neill.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.